As spring returns, controversy swirls over a dam in East Burke. The land trust that owns the dam wants to tear it down, but as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, other residents see the dam as an historic buttress to the local economy.
On the first summery day in May, two women in bicycle clothing sun themselves on flat rocks and dip their toes into the water of the Passumpsic River, just behind a bike store. Each summer, about 50,000 mountain bikers pedal the network called Kingdom Trails, and Kate Kramer says this is the ideal place to cool off after a long ride.
Well, one of the big draws for the Northeast Kingdom is the Kingdom Trails, and then on a Saturday and Sunday, this river is mobbed with people.
Kramer would hate to see the dam removed because it creates this relatively warm swimming spot. But just downstream, Passumpsic Valley Land Trust President Leonard Girardi points out a big hole in the rocky impoundment near the riverbank. He says that shows that the dam is broken, yet still blocks the natural flow of the river.
One of the things that we, Passumpsic Valley Land Trust, sees that could be achieved by the removal of the dam is to restore that connectedness of sediment transport, of woody debris, of cobbles and boulders and gravel, which is interrupted by the dam at present.
Girardi is a fisheries biologist for Vermont's Department of Fish and Wildlife, but he says he keeps that job separate from his role as the president of the land trust. Girardi lists the environmental benefits of removing the dam.
Better oxygen, cooler temperature regime for fish, natural transport of sediment, connectivity so that fish can go up to necessary habitat, can come down.
The dam, Girardi explains, creates a pool too warm for native fish to swim or spawn. Also, he says it aggravates rather than prevents flooding and presents recreational hazards. Paddlers, for example, ford around it or accidentally careen over it.
Remove that dam and you now may have another half mile of class 1 to class 3 rapids that aren't there.
But before the land trust can remove the dam, it needs the blessing of the Army Corps of Engineers and the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation. DEC is putting off approval until the trust clarifies its plan to remove built-up sediment. Opponents worry that the silt will end up downstream in Lindenville, where it could exacerbate flooding. That's not the only reason Ford Hubbard, a prominent farmer in Burke, has been lobbying hard to keep the dam in place.
And if that dam was removed, the whole character of the village would change.
Hubbard says the dam built in 1931 to power a sawmill has historic, aesthetic, and monetary value to the recreational economy, even though it's in disrepair.
But I think that could be repaired a lot easier or less expensive than taking the dam out.
But the land trust, not the town, owns the dam and has raised much of the money to remove it. This dispute has been simmering for 15 years, and the public hearing process isn't over yet. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.